Blog Talk Radio.
Talking to you, you think you ought to do, baby, anything you want to do, you gotta be crazy, you gotta be out of your mind. Long as I'm paying the bills, I pay the cost to be the boss. I'll drink if I wanna, play a little poker too, don't you say nothing to me. Long as I'm taking care of you, long as I'm working, baby, paying all the bills, don't want no mouth from you. That's the way I'm supposed to live. You gotta be crazy, you gotta be out of your mind. Long as I'm paying the bills, I pay the cost to be the boss. All the money, don't want no back talk. You don't like what I'm doing, pick up your things and walk. You gotta be crazy, you gotta be out of your mind. Long as I'm paying the bills,
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome once again, Daniel Clark Network Radio. As always, before I go on, I got to configurate these programs here, and every Sunday they seem to give me a challenge. But that's okay. We're going to get through that because you know what it is when you're trying to do something good. Something always happening. So how is everybody feeling out there today? We have a wonderful show coming up for you. Got some new talent. And before I get started, you know, I'm always going to say that we got to do something to save our children. And I'm going to keep pushing that and pushing that until somebody starts to recognize. So I want to send this set out to everyone out there that is burying your son or your daughter as a result of gun violence. Okay, so we're going to get the show on the road. We're going to start off here with some new music here. Mrs. Jessie Terrell. Ladies and gentlemen, is going to be coming up with us a little later on the show. So let's get it going.
I've got dinner waiting on the table. Your bath water running in the tub. I'm wearing your favorite perfume. Can't you tell I want to be loved? I got the plant in motion. So take me where I never been. I need to feel you all over me.
Yeah, come on, girl. Put that backbone in motion, Miss Jesse Terrell, Daniel Clark Network Radio. Hey, can you feel it, baby? Can you feel it? Put that backbone in motion. Let's keep it moving.
Girl, a woman never knows when she got something to do. Thoughts of men is on the road, out in the street, in the hood. Day after day, broke, disgusted, trying to find his way. Don't blow a good thing. You better listen to me. I got something I want to tell you.
Grown and sexy, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Jesse Terrell in the background. Daniel Clark Network Radio for all you Southern soul lovers out there this evening. Yeah, we're going to keep it moving right along here, and our guest will be coming up shortly.
gonna miss the play. You better come on and get this love. Please don't make me give it away.
Come on and get this love.
Come on and get this loving, baby.
Come on and get this love.
I'm wearing a red silk negligee. I'm sexy from my head down to my feet.
Sexy all over.
If you don't come home in a hurry, baby, I'm gonna put all of Victoria's Secrets in the street. Is your move, Big Daddy? All the right things in play. You better come on and get this love. Please don't make me give it away.
Come on and get this love.
Come on and get this loving, baby.
Come on and get this love.
My temperature is steady rising. It's way past the danger zone.
Way past the danger zone.
You got to take care of some homework, baby.
Take care of your
you
homework.
And I got to get it on. Yeah.
On.
I haven't been like this in a long time. This feeling's been on me all day. You better come on and get this love before I get the mind to give it away. Yeah.
Come on and get this love.
Come on and get this loving, baby.
Come on and get this love.
Now you know I'm waiting for you, impatiently at home.
Impatiently at home.
I can't keep on waiting, baby. Tonight I got to do it if it's wrong. Yeah. Here's your time, baby. You should be on your way. You better come on and get this love before I give it away. Yeah.
Come on and get this love.
Come on and get this loving, baby.
Come on and get this love.
It's yours tonight.
Come on and get this love.
Come on home, baby. And
come
get
on
this
and
love.
Get this love.
Yeah, for all you Southern Soul girls out there this evening, grown and sexy, Daniel Clark Network Radio. How's everybody feeling? Happy holidays to each and every one of you out there. What about my Redskins, huh? Daniel Clark Network Radio.
Hello.
Hello, Miss Jessie. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Daniel Clark, welcome, welcome. Daniel Clark Network Radio. I mean, you've got some grown and sexy music going on here. What's happening?
Well, thank you, Danny.
ladies and gentlemen, on the phone with me tonight, Miss Jessie Terrell, singer, songwriter, producer, and, I mean, you just got it going on. So you want to kind of introduce yourself to the audience and let's get this show on the road.
First of all, I would like to thank you for having me on your show tonight. And I'm a Southern Soul artist. I sing soul and blues as well. I have two albums out, and I noticed that you were playing stuff from both my albums.
Oh, yeah.
Which is an honor.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And, you know, I'm just out here, you know, trying to make it.
Well, you're doing a great job at it. You know, I love the tracks that we was listening to, and I'm excited. I mean, I'm excited to work with you, and we're going to go through these CDs tonight, and we're going to break it down, give the audience a chance to call in. By the way, you can call in at 646-478-4995. You can talk to Ms. Terrell and Daniel Clark live tonight right here, Daniel Clark Network Radio. Okay, so, Jessie, where are you located now?
I'm located in the D.C. area.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yes.
And you've been in the D.C. area for a while, or?
I've been here about 5 years now.
Oh, okay.
I came
okay.
from Chicago.
Oh, yeah, I love it, I love it, I love it. Hey, Kendall, you out there, you heard that, right? Yeah, that's my partner for Chicago. You heard that, Kendall. He'll be calling in a minute, right? Yeah. So you were from Chicago.
Yes.
Okay, okay. So,
Windy City.
Windy City, in comparison, what is the difference? I mean, Chicago, D.C., what would be the comparison?
It's a slight
Quite
different.
A bit.
Yeah,
slight.
Well,
mm-hmm.
just a slight. You know, it gets colder
okay.
in Chicago. You know,
oh.
it's snow on Christmas. And in D.C., we had a little flurries, but I was happy to see those flurries.
Okay,
so I
okay. Yeah, I feel you. I feel you. And I miss D.C. myself. I mean, I was up there for quite some time, so it's a little bit different here, you know. Yeah, so let's talk a little more about your music, and, you know, you have two CDs, and we're going to jump from one to the other tonight, but tell us a little bit more about you, how you got inspired, how you began to do your music career, where you are, and where you would like to see yourself in the next 6 months.
Okay. Well, I come from a gospel background. My grandmother, she actually started a group when we were children, and she would take us to different church and we would sing. And we were called the Jesse Williams Singers. My grandmother's name is also Jesse. So.
Okay, okay.
And that's where I got my inspiration from. And as I got older, I kind of grew into loving blues and listened to some of the Southern soul. I was like inspired by Peggy Scott Adams and Shirley Brown. You know, they kind of Denise LaSalle. They kind of gave me my pathway to singing Southern soul music and blues. Yeah.
Okay.
So
yeah.
I'm looking to put out a new CD. Hopefully it'll be out either the end of 2014 or the beginning of 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm working on getting material for my new album. I'm working with some of the great writers. Some of them have wrote on my second album, and they're also going to write something for me on the third album as well.
Oh, awesome.
I'm gonna do a little writing myself. And
yeah.
I'm with a record label called Sound Mind Records.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have writers there who also is going to be writing some Southern Soul stuff for me as well. So I'm looking forward to 2014 being a great year for me. So in the next
right.
month, I can see myself working on a new project.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, Southern Soul, whether people know it or not, is the business is, as Jerry King said, is a $40 billion business that is kind of being overlooked. But there is a lot of new artists that is coming up, and there's a lot of new production in Southern Soul. And,
yeah.
I mean, we're really growing. And I'm here on that Southern Soul thing. I mean, grown and sexy. I got to stay there. You know, I love it. Can't go no place else. Yeah.
Yes.
So
yes.
It is good that there are still artists around that think about, you know, the grown and sexy, and want to put stuff out that they can kind of relate to and jam to.
Yes, if you really listen to Southern Soul, you know, we talk about a lot of different things in our music as Southern Soul artists, but it's kind of, even if you're talking about your man and he's cheating on you, it's not really sad. It's happy. It's fun. You make it where you can dance to it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if you see somebody, if I can use the term sexy, you know, we don't have a problem with saying, ooh, he looks sexy, and you'll hear that in our Southern
right.
soul music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you kind of tell it like it is. You know,
yeah.
You don't want to sugarcoat it. So we're going to go into another song here. So what would you suggest? We're popping from one, from your first album to your second one. Any particular one, or can I just pull one out the hat?
Well, since I was talking about how our music and what we're talking about, and that is, even though we're talking about a man, he's cheating on us, I would like for you to play a song called Love Affair, and I want everybody to listen to the lyrics of that song. And then at the end of that song, you know, I say, like, you know, ask me, do I care? You know, everybody knows that it's going on. You know your man is not at home with you, and you calling him, and you're getting phone calls from unknown number. Everybody knows what's going on, you know.
Whoa.
But then she goes,
whoa,
like,
lady.
ask me, do I care? Because, you know, two can play that game. So that's what
I
mean by
word.
Music. We sort of tell it like it is.
two can play that game, you know.
Yeah.
I remember them words.
You know what she's saying, hey, you know.
Yeah, yeah. You know exactly what she's saying. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, this is Jessica Thorell. Love Affair.
Your dinner's gotten cold, and your bath water too. You don't come home on time anymore. I'm having a woman's intuition. My baby's having a love affair. Just the other day, the telephone rang. Distant without a care. Oh, yeah.
ask me if I care.
And basically saying I don't care because I can have an affair too, you know.
Yeah, I heard that plug in back here, you know. Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I mean.
Lady.
It also.
Go ahead.
No, that's what I mean by you know, it's also fun. And if you listen to the lyrics and the ladies listen to it, they you know they can laugh about it and like she's right, you know.
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right. I mean, the gang have changed. You know, you better know it, you know. Yeah. So, I mean, it is a great pleasure to have you on tonight. And I understand that you're also doing some things in D.C. with various different organizations. You want to talk about that and just let us know where people can, you know, come out to see you these days?
Yes. Well, I do have a show that's coming up. It's a Valentine's Day party. It's with the D.C. Blues Society, and that's Saturday, February the 15th. Showtime is at 8 o'clock. Doors open up at 7, and it'll be at the American Legion. The address is 11225 Fern Street, and that's in Wheaton, Maryland. And I would just like to see everybody to come out and have a good time because I like to entertain my audience. I like to have fun. And if you want to have a fun night, come on out and join me.
Cool. And you want to say that again for those that kind of move slow?
Yes, that's the D.C. Blues Society Valentine's Day Party, Saturday, February the 15th. Showtime is 8 o'clock. Doors open at 11. It's at the American Legion, 1122 Fern Street, and that's in Wheaton, Maryland.
Cool. So for all you Southern souls out there, I mean, you heard it. And, I mean, that's the address. And if you want to listen to it again, you can always go to the archives and pull it back up. Or you can also give us a call here at Daniel Clark Network Radio. Now, I've always already played this Stay Home Kitty Cat. You want to elaborate on that a little bit?
Well, actually, if you listen to the lyrics, I'm talking to the women. Billy Soul Bond, I think it was back in about 2007 or 8, he did a song called Scat Cat Kitty Kitty.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I did was I kind of like wrote with the Howard Scott, we came up with these lyrics for the women to stay home because a man is always not there and not you don't think he's providing for you, but another man come along and he tell you how good you looking and come over there with him and you run over there with him and it's not really what it seems. You know, and that you really should stay home with your man. And the reason why we say stay home, kitty, kitty, because the other man is like, come here, kitty, kitty. So, and we're saying, no, stay home, kitty, kitty. I know, you know, singing the lyrics. I've been there before in these lyrics, like, you know, so, and I found out all this different stuff that was going on with this man. Not only was he married, he had 6 kids, and his wife was carrying another child, so he was on his 7. But he came to me and made me feel like a woman and told me, hey, come on over here with me. And I left my man to be with that, and then all of a sudden, I was all by myself.
Oh, okay.
So if
you
listen to the lyrics, that's what she's saying. She's saying you should stay home with your man because that other man doesn't necessarily be the right man for you.
Yeah, I guess that kind of goes into your undercover lover then.
Right. I'm so glad you have me on the show today and we can talk about these songs.
Yeah, we're going to get into that one right now. We're going for Stay Home, Kitty Cat, and Undercover Lover.
Okay. Okay, that's mine.
An undercover lover, I can't spread no name around. If word should ever get out, There'll be trouble all over town. The man knows how to do his thing. I wish I can pull the cover off and just let his name ring. Undercover lover. Yeah. When he put his arms around me, the feeling just won't go away. He touches all the secret places. He got more tricks than the CIA. Then he'll take it a step further. Ooh, the man knows how to move me, 'cause he's my undercover lover. The man got it going on. Yes, he do. Before he tucks me, the thrill makes me shudder. That's why I ain't gonna tell nobody about my undercover lover. My undercover lover. The man got it going on. My friends keep whispering about me. They say I'm alone all the time. Because they might try to get that undercover love on my heart. Not a word would I utter. Oh, my lips are sealed. When it comes to my undercover lover, the man got it going on. Yeah, undercover lover, you can love me from now on. Undercover lover, he got more tricks than the CIA. Undercover lover, ooh, the man knows how to move me. He takes all night to say goodnight. Undercover lover.
Yeah, that was definitely on the one. Undercover lover, ladies and gentlemen, tonight live, Daniel Clark Network Radio, Miss Jessie Terrell, songwriter, producer, and singer. Okay, Jessie, so how's the weather up there in Chocolate City?
Well, right now it's raining. It's not raining a lot. It's just a light little drizzle. And it's maybe about 45 degrees, so it's cool.
It's cool?
Yeah.
Yeah. So since you've been there, have you had an opportunity to visit some of the, I guess we can call them Southern Soul nightclubs, or the nightclubs with the hand dancing and, you know, this grown and sexy type clubs? You had an opportunity to visit any of those?
I have visited Lamont's up in Pamunkey. I visited that one before. The rest of them around are either doing like funk music or a little blues and some R&B music, and I was able to visit them as well.
Right, right. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Well, that's a good thing. You know, Lamont is always instrumental in keeping that Southern soul alive. I mean, that if you want to be entertained, Lamont, he keep that trademark. That is his trademark, and he's been doing that for quite some time. Yeah. So I am really looking forward to working with you. I mean, we've had a lot of discussion on various different ventures, and I'm really excited about this whole project. We're going to continue to move more into some more of your tracks here, and you can just sit back and relax, and we're going to go with What Am I Gonna Do? That sounds interesting.
Oh, man. Baby, baby, what am I gonna do? Baby, I'm so in love with you. Oh, baby, what am I gonna do? I know you love me too, don't you?
Oh, yeah, that was awesome. That was just awesome. Now, you wear a lot of hats. So as a producer, I mean, you also play various different instruments?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't play any instruments. I just kind of, what I do is I arrange the music the way that I want it to be. played. In other words, I just say, well, can you give me a little of this or you give me a little of that, but I don't play an instrument, but I can say put the guitar here and I want more keyboard there.
Okay, cool. And also I understand that you're not just Southern Soul. I mean, you can do the R&B, you can do various different, it's like you're just across the board with your musical style.
Yes. I'm R&B, soul, funk, gospel, you know, jazz, you name it. You know, I do it all. If I get called for a gig and they says, hey, we want a jazz singer, I'm going to do jazz.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If they want Southern Soul, then I got Southern Soul. You know.
That is marketable. That is marketable. So I'm going to book you. And my first set, I want jazz, and then you'll come right back on the Southern Soul thing. How about that?
That sounds good to me. I'll give you jazz.
Yeah, you know, but it is truly an art to be able to, you know, cross the different lines and to give the audience something from, you know, different segments of the music styles. I think that's very awesome. Yeah. So, have you been enjoying the Christmas holidays?
Yes, I have. I have so much fun. I have a friend, actually, she's in Fredericksburg. She came from Chicago to visit her uncle, and I went up there a couple of times during the Christmas season, and we had a good time. I enjoyed it.
Oh, well, that's so cool.
Yeah,
Fredericksburg, I'm very familiar with the area, and she's in D.C. for the holidays, all the way from Chi-Town. Kendall, did you hear that? Yeah, I'm gonna mess with him the rest of the night, you know, because we always have these conversations about Chicago. Always fascinated me. Never been there. Too cold. Not in a great hurry.
I think you'll like it, though. If you go, you know, you'll like it. Chicago's a fun town.
Well, just for the experience, you know.
Yeah, you got to go. Even if it's in the summer months. Go in the summer months around July. It'd be great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, we're looking forward to having you. You know, I've thought about some different venues in the area that I think that they will be really interested in. So I'm going to be sharing this music with some of the organizations that I know to see if we can get you into a steady mode in the South.
Thank you.
North Carolina is, they are really on Southern Soul. I think it would be nice to have a variety. Most of the acts that we see here are males, so you're going to intimidate them. Because, you know, it's always the men that is, you know, the women. Now you got a woman where the men, I mean, and them North Carolina ladies, they're going to be jealous of you.
I don't think so. I like to have fun with the ladies, and they just have their stuff. They will have their stuff a ball. And once they come to my shows, most of the women love what I do because I entertain the audience. I like to have fun, and I draw the women in as well as you know, with the stuff that I do. You know, even if I'm talking about the men, I get the women involved in it. You know, so and they just love me. They don't get jealous of me. They love me.
they support you because they know that you've been there, you've done that.
And yes.
Well, you know, it's a difference. You know, some people, they sing about things, you know, but they never experience those things. Mm-hmm. So it's a difference when you're able to take experience and put that experience in the form of lyrics and melodies and music. I mean, that is just awesome to be able to tell your story. We're going to go into this song called Woman. You want to tell us a little bit about that one?
Woman, that's off of my first album. And it's really talking about how a woman, you know, feels. You know, that she is the backbone to a successful man. And that she's the one that moves the movers and the shakers, you know.
Okay.
Listen, everything that I say, listen to the lyrics. Because every song on both my albums, they're telling a story. And
mm-hmm.
you have to listen to the lyrics and listen to that storyline. And once you listen to the lyrics and storyline, you realize, oh, I know what she's talking about. I've been there. You know, I've done that. I feel her.
Right, right, right.
Yes.
Yeah, well, let us get into that. And audience,
and
once again, if you like. Oh, go ahead.
It tells a story about a woman. And when she starts off, she say, wisdom, wonderful, warm. Just listen to the lyrics. Yeah.
Right, right. Okay. And for anyone that want to call in, you can call in 646-478-4995. We've got Miss Jessie Terrell on the line. Okay, here we go. Definitely nice for all the ladies out there. So, I mean, I wonder what the guy's going to have to say about that. You know, I'm going to have to play this song for a few guys and have them to come back with some opinions on that one. You know,
she's telling the truth.
Yeah, we might want to ask Mr. Ernie Fields about that, you know, Joe Phillips. You know, we might want to call one of these guys that can come back, you know, in that vocal style. And, well, we might even get Stanley to put the horn on it.
All right now.
Yeah, but that was definitely nice. So, Neil, talk to me a little bit about the band, because, you know, I'm hearing some good sounds back there. I mean, I've even heard some little B.B. King or Bobby Blue Bland in there, you know. Who are your musicians?
The musicians on my album?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, my musicians that are on my album, the album was actually done at Mature Music, which was done by
mm-hmm.
Jim Sims. And Jim played all the instruments himself.
Oh, cool.
Yes. The first album, Jim played all the instruments himself, the bass, the keyboard, the guitar. His specialty is playing guitar, you know. But, yeah, he played all the music behind me on everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And in my second album, we had the World Band played most of the music behind me on my second album, and that's
mm-hmm.
with Walter Scott played. I'm trying to remember all the guys, you know, because they went in and they laid the tracks, and then I just came in and I sung the songs. I think he had Sean. Easy Keys on the keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he may have had Warren on the drums, and also another keyboard player named Marvin, who plays with the Shylights. Walter also plays with the Shylight, and I can't remember all the guys because I didn't put their names down. But yeah, they were the band playing behind me. I knew it was the World Band.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
Yes.
Awesome job.
And actually, Walter is the one introduced me to Phillips.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's the one that introduced you to Joe Phillips. What's going on,
yes.
Joe? I know Joe over there in Maryland. He's kind of sick now in Redskins. You know, I mean, we were both sick last week. You know.
Oh, man.
So what's going on, Joe Phillips from the Winston? Yeah, we were both sick last week. I mean, it was really a rough, it's been a rough season, but last week was a rough week. You know, we let them Cowboys get away, and that's always a bad day.
Oh, wow, because I'm a Cowboy fan.
Ooh, see, now we got some problems already.
That's a problem.
We got some problems already. Matter of fact, I'm wondering, have they started yet? Because I understand that they're playing the Eagles, Philadelphia today.
I think the game is over with. They won.
Who won? Philly?
Nope. Cowboys. You think I was going to tell you the Phillies won?
No. Come on now. I mean,
Cowboys won. I think the game was over. I didn't get a chance to watch it today. But I heard little things saying that the Cowboys won. So,
hey, Joe, did you hear that?
tell Joe to call in and let me know the truth, who really won. Maybe they're just pulling my leg, you know, because they know I'm a Cowboys fan.
Well, we think somebody's pulling your leg, you know. That's what we think is going on here. I don't think that
what
are
you saying?
Philly
Cowboys are
that.
Not good enough to whip Philly?
Well, no. I can't say that, you know.
You can't say that.
Because
you're
a
Redskin
fan. When it comes to a Cowboy and a Redskin, you know, it really doesn't make a difference.
But I think they won. The Cowboys did win today.
Okay, well, let's hope not.
You know. No way.
Let's hope not. Okay, now, we're looking at and this is kind of the title. Where do you get your titles from? Because, I mean, we're gone and stay home, kitty cat, and undercover lover. But I'm looking at this one, and just from looking at the title, Man Sitting.
Man Sitting, most of those songs were on my first album. Man Sitting was written by Bob Jones. Mm-hmm. So he came up with the titles of those songs. And,
right.
It's another storyteller.
Yeah, I would imagine that it is. You know, I'm wondering about this dude that's someplace just sitting. You know, now either he's got to have some on his mind, a whole lot of money, or heartbroken, or something. But just the title, Man Sitting.
When she's talking about man sitting, she's really talking about taking care of her man. You know. She don't need her friends hanging around her telling her what to do. Because she's man sitting. She's giving him everything she needs. She don't need no love advice. She's babysitting her baby. So
she's taking care of that man.
Yeah, she's loving him.
fellas, do y'all hear that? So let me go ahead and put this track on so we can see what y'all talking about here.
Chit-chat, don't call me, I'll call you. I'm sitting with my man tonight, I'll call you when I'm through. I'm man sitting, don't want nothing else inside. I'm babysitting my baby, I'm sitting with my man tonight. My bedroom window, don't get yourself concerned. Just go on and mind your business and let these sheets burn. Because I'm man sitting, I'm keeping my love life right. I'm baby sitting, my baby, I'm sitting with my man tonight.
Don't need no love.
Yeah, for all you ladies out there, all you women that is man-sitting, Miss Jessie Terrell on the line, Daniel Clark Network Radio. Once again, you can call us and talk, 646-478-4995, right here, Sunday's Groove, the Entertainer's Playground. What's going on, Jessie?
I'm enjoying your show.
Hey, you enjoying our show. I'm looking at this next track here, you know. I mean, these titles just fascinate me. Keepers of My Flame. Now, that is, that sounds hot. That sounds warm.
Yeah, it's a good song. It's actually more to me like a wedding song. And it was done, I think, in the early 90s, it was done. So I actually covered it. I actually covered that song.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, then let's see what it sounds like here.
The crowd, you took the vow of dedication to me, darling, you made me proud. You smiled and then you kissed me, you gave me your name, that made me yours forever. Oh darling, you're the keeper of my flame. Pray that this love is protected and our heart goes on being strong, and we stay together always and forever. Always forever with you, ain't that long? I need you like the air I breathe. You won't leave me alone. Oh darling, you're the keeper of my flame. I know I've been blessed, that's why I sing praises all the time. You're an angel walking among us, and I thank the Lord that you're mine. I have passed over the pinnacle, I reached the goal in which I aim. I got you to love me, oh darling, you're the keeper of my flame. My universe, the protector of my dreams. I was part of the lost and found. Your heart has made the claim. I'm so glad we belong together. Oh darling, you're the keeper of my dreams. Proud.
You're the keeper.
You took the vow of dedication.
Darling, you're the keeper.
You gave me your name.
You're the keeper.
I was part
Yes, yes, yes. Keeper of, what was it? Keeper of the flames?
Keeper of my flames. My flames.
Keepers of my flames. Yes. Daniel Clark Network Radio, right with Miss Jessie Terrell. It is such a wonderful, I mean, everything's really been going good. It's been, I mean, I've enjoyed the show. Everything was really nice until one certain incident. You know, and I guess we're going to have to talk about that after the phone. I mean, we can't mix that burgundy and gold with, you know, with them cowboys.
Okay, I'm sorry. We'll talk about it later. So I must be right. They must won.
Yeah, okay.
They must have won.
Yeah. So, y'all. So, I mean, you know, the summertime's coming, and, I mean, we're right here at the end of the year. Springtime be here very soon. I mean, and during that time, especially in this area, that's when a lot of the trail ride, motorcycle clubs and things of that nature start moving around. So I think that's going to be a good venue. But I'm wondering, being that you're there in D.C., is there any particular area that you prefer to work in? And for individuals that want to purchase a copy of your CD, I mean, how do they best get material from you?
Actually, they can go online and they can get my CD off of iTunes, CD Baby, also Best Buy. You can go on Best Buy and you can order it from Best Buy. You can get the CD at Roadhouse Oldies up in Maryland as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, Roadhouse Oldies has been very supportive, especially of new up-and-coming talent. I take my hat off to him. He's been around for quite a long time. So, that's where they can purchase the CD at. Now, have you thought in terms of working on any videos or anything of that nature?
I do have a couple of videos out. I have a video out on one of my songs off my new album called Hooked on the Street. And I also have a video out of Love Mechanic.
Okay.
Which is the title track of my second album.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, I'm curious about the Hooked on the Street. I was looking at that just a second ago. So you want to tell us a little bit about that one?
Well, Hooked on the Street is actually about the guy. You know, mm-hmm. She's singing about her man who's hooked on the street. And he thinks she doesn't know, but she's catching him sneaking out. You know, and he's actually, what she's saying is he's sleeping around with every, what she would call hood rat that he meets.
Whoa.
So at the end of the song, she's telling him to get out. You know, take that one little bag you got and you can go because she ain't having it anymore. So that's basically what she's talking about. She's talking about him messing around with women on the street, and he don't think she knows about it.
Oh, so she just done got fed up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All you brothers, I hope them brothers is out there listening. You know, you're gonna start something.
Oh yeah, he makes her mad in this one here. I get really mad in it.
Okay, let's see what happens here.
about your low down funky way. I should have known you wasn't trying to do right.
I guess she told him. I mean, why is it that ladies? Why is it that ladies is like that? You know, I mean, when you're fed up, but then you just make it sound so bad. Get on out the dough. I mean, why can't you find a little gentle way?
That was gentle.
that was gentle.
Yeah,
hooked on the streets. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, it is amazing because, you know, a lot of times you go through things like that in your life. And, I mean, from now you're telling it from the standpoint of the woman. And I said, I'm going to have to get Ernie Fields or Joe Phillip or one of these guys to come back on one of these songs. You know, I don't know which one yet, you know. they're gonna have to do the man side of the story, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, because we got a lot of songs here, you know, that you're really telling it like it is. And I know the ladies are enjoying that someone is putting it right out there on the grown and sexy side, you know, the Southern soul side.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, this one, I'm afraid to even say the title of this one because you can go so many places with it, you know. So the one that says ease into me, I mean, I'm like, okay, now where are we going with this, you know?
She's basically saying, just be nice to me.
So, okay. Now, hey, fellas, you hear what she said, right? You know, so. yeah. Okay, so how did we come up with that title? I mean.
It also was written by Bob Jones, and all those songs are, you know, the title he came up with. Now, on that on this album, it's called Come Get This Love.
Mm-hmm.
That's the title I came up with, and I co-wrote that song with him. And you played
right.
that earlier in your show. But mostly all the songs, Bob Jones came up with the titles. He came up with the titles, like the Ease Into Me. And
okay,
you're going
to have
to play
listen
that,
to that and see what was on Bob's mind here.
he wrote them for me, though, you know.
Oh, okay. So he was on the outside looking in.
Yeah, he's on the outside looking in.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, ease into me, Miss Jessie Terrell, Daniel Clark Network Radio. Okay, now we see where he's coming from. You know, now we have a better understanding.
She just basically saying, be nice to me.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, I can't say how glad I am for the opportunity that Joe introduced us, and it took a few days for everything to kind of move through, but we were able in a short period of time to make this thing happen. And it's always a good idea to work with different individuals, because success is a group and it's not a single. So I really appreciate you taking the time and the opportunity to come on the show.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
Absolutely. Now, we're looking at breaking in a broken heart. How do you do that?
Well, it's actually telling the story again. And Bob, he was a great writer. And when you say breaking in a broken heart, I'm basically saying to the man that, you know, I'm breaking in this broken heart. Me as a woman, I'm breaking in. So I don't want you to love me because I don't know if my heart would let me love again, you know. And I want you to understand, you know, I'm breaking in a broken heart. I'm the one trying to break in this broken heart that I have.
Okay.
I mean, listen to the lyrics. He is really deep on some stuff, I'm telling you.
Deep. You're breaking in a broken heart.
Yes.
Okay, so the heart's already broken, but
yes.
You're breaking it again?
No, my heart is broken, and this man is trying to come into my life, and I'm trying to explain to him, I can't let you in because I'm trying to this broken heart. So, you know, and it'll be hard for me to let anybody else in until I can break it in.
In other words, you're gun shy.
I guess this is if you want to put it. She messed up. And it's a beautiful song, and it's a sad song to hear, you know, a woman singing about breaking in a broken heart. And I want to share this story with you before you play this song. I was actually crying the whole time I was singing this song.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, so the lyrics must be just that deep.
They were pretty deep, and you know, and it was a time in my life that I was going through something myself. So even though the song was already written, and we picked these songs, and when I started singing the song when I was in the studio, I just started crying, and the engineer he was ready to stop. And then the producer, which is also Bob Jones, the writer, he said, no, keep going. And if you kind of listen, you can hear them talking.
Right. Okay. Because
he didn't want to lose that moment, you know.
Right.
If you stop her and then she come back, she might not have that again.
Yeah, so you were at that place. You were right there.
Yes.
In the moment.
Yes.
Of the song.
Of the song.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, well, that's cool. That is what music is. That is exactly what music is, you know. So we're going to get into this.
Sweetness, trying to get it. know the forming of a tear. I'm still buried in the past, trying to make my heartache last. So let's just say goodbye before this dies. I'm breaking in a broken heart. I'm getting my heart ready to hurt, so my two little eyes can cry. I feel that same feeling. I'm holding on to a fading desire. Right now I don't want to fight the feelings. I know it's taking me down slow, but I ain't never loved but one time, and I just can't seem to let it go. I know that love don't love it all, and you will walk away if you were smart. Because I ain't no good for nobody. I'm breaking in a broken heart. I'm breaking in. I'm breaking in a broken heart. I know we could have had something wonderful, sent down to us from heaven above. But I'm covered in self-pity, and I don't feel free to love. I'm not telling you not to love me, just make sure you understand the odds. Your gamble could be your mistake, because I'm breaking in, I'm breaking in a broken heart. I'm breaking in, I'm breaking in a broken heart. I'm breaking in a broken heart. Can't you understand? I'm breaking in.
Yes, Daniel Clark Network Radio, Miss Jessie Terrell, Breaking in a Broken Heart. You know, Jessie, I can look at the title of that song there, and then I can go right into Breaking in a Broken Heart, because I ain't healed from the last time.
You nailed it.
Yeah, you know, so just looking at the title of these songs, I mean, you know, it all just seems to come together, you know. So we're going to go ahead on into this one. Jessie Terrell, ladies and gentlemen, Ain't Healed from the Last Time.
Ain't healed Your love is electrifying, and it jumps me through and through. It's a hot chill and an everlasting thrill. Oh baby, it keeps me hooked on you. I can't break these ties that bind. Darling, don't leave me too soon. I ain't healed from the last
gentlemen, I ain't healed from the last time. It's Jesse Terrell, live, Daniel Clark Network Radio. So, Ms. Terrell, how you feeling this evening?
I'm feeling wonderful. I'm blessed, and I'm glad to be on your show.
That is absolutely wonderful. And ladies and gentlemen, meet my new co-host, Ms. Jesse Terrell. So each and every Sunday, you will hear that soulful sound voice right here, Daniel Clark Network Radio. Are we in agreement, or?
Oh, yes.
We're,
most definitely.
Okay. I was getting ready to say now, I ain't heard, what is that? I ain't healed from the last time?
Brought back some memories, I tell you.
yeah, for real. Yeah. So, Jesse, what we wanted to do, you know, we had talked about, you know, just letting the audience hear and get into the groove with your two CDs. And you mentioned that they can get them at Roadhouse Oldies, CD Baby, and what was the other?
iTunes. And Best Buy.
iTunes and Best Buy. And then probably they will be able to go to DanielClarkNetworkRadio.net and may be able to purchase a copy as well once we finish in our negotiation.
Yes.
But I wanted to move on. You were mentioning that you are doing a show on Valentine's Day. So is your show on the 14th or the 15th?
It's the 15th. That's Saturday. Yes,
okay, so.
I'm sorry.
So we're gonna be jamming together.
Yes.
Let me see. I may be able to hook us up where you can go live at that show.
Okay.
On the radio.
Okay.
And I'm gonna be live here in North Carolina.
Okay.
On the radio. I have to look into that. But I think that'll be a good connection. But
yes.
I mean, you can't co-host because you're going to be performing.
I'll be performing.
Yeah. So let's talk about your show more, and then we're going to talk about this Valentine's Day Dinner with the Stars thing.
Okay. My show is with the DC Blues Society Valentine's Day Party. That's Saturday, February the 15th. Showtime is 8 o'clock. Doors open up at 7. It's at the American Legion, 11225 Fern Street, and that's in Wheaton, Maryland.
Oh, cool. Now, is there a particular number that they can call? Is there any tickets involved, or they can just come in, purchase tickets at the door, or?
Yes, you can get tickets at the door. You can also go on to the DC Blues Society website, and you can purchase tickets from there as well.
Okay, cool. So everybody heard that now, so we're going to be jamming on the same night. I want to introduce you to the Valentine's Day Dinner with the Stars at Four Seasons Restaurant and Conference Center. That's at 212 North Church Street in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. For tickets, you can, of course, contact me, Daniel Clark, 301-257-6926, or you can email me, djss127@yahoo.com. And for all my Facebook friends, you know how to get in touch with me. This is at the Four Seasons Restaurant. Now, we're featuring live Stanley Beard, male saxophone player, and you'll be hearing some of his sounds shortly, along with Ernie Fields, Some Kind of Wonderful, and Ernie's going to have along with him Cockroach. For any of you guys that remember, Ernie was one of the first black transvilloquists, so he's going to be doing his comedy show along with the Motown Review. Now, check this out. From 8 to 9 is your jazz set with Stanley Bird. From 9 into 10 is Ernie Fields with the Motown Review and Cockroach. And then we're going to take it out from 10 until 2 with DJ A+, spinning that Lime Dance Southern Soul type music. And that's for all you Lime Dancers, all of you motorcycle clubs and all of you saddle clubs, that's your atmosphere. So we have three tickets here. For $30, you get the dinner. You get Stanley Beard. You get Ernie Fields. And then if you're not tired, you can dance from 10 until 2. If you don't want dinner, then for $20, you can get Stanley Bird, Ernie Fields, and then you can jam Lime Dance from 10 until 2. And if you don't want neither, you can just come in and party with us for $10 from 10 until 2. That is February the 15th from 8 until 2 o'clock in the morning. We will be jamming DJ A+ on the Wheels of Steel. Y'all know him. And we only have 250, that's 250 seats available. So you hear it right here live, Daniel Clark Network Radio. It is being sponsored by Daniel Clark Network. But guess what? For every ticket that's sold, a percentage of it goes back into our community And that's what this whole thing is about. As I said, we got to do something to save our children. And I believe that this is one of the ways that we can contribute and put things back into the community. So when you purchase one of our tickets or purchase one of our CDs, even the handbags, and Jesse, did you have a chance to see the handbags?
Yes, I was on the site and I was able to see the handbags. Yes.
Yeah, so even when you purchase one of those handbags, a percentage of those funds goes back into the community for education, for training, for jobs and things of that nature. So, you know, you're not just making my pocket fat, but you are contributing to the community. So I hope that each and every one of you will, you know, get in touch, get your tickets, get them early, because we only have 250, and I believe they are going to be going fast. Yeah, so Jesse, we're going to kind of jump around a little bit, you know, and I always try to play some of the artists that we've had previously on the show. So we're going to give Mr. Floyd Taylor a little love here, and we're actually going to do his song with his father. We're going to get that keyed up here in a second, as soon as I can find it, you know. Ladies and gentlemen, my new host, Miss Jesse Terrell.
Thank you so much, Danny. Thank you so much.
I'm loving every minute of it. Let's see, struggling here trying to find this song, you know.
Is that the one, Mardi Gras?
Yeah, it is Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras originally was being done by Johnny Taylor before he passed away, and then Malico kind of grabbed Floyd to come in and finish it up and to do it along with him. I thought that was very nice of them.
Yeah, I did too. I mean, and we did it several times last week. And one thing about this website is things just seem to go away. yeah, because we played it several times last week, and I'm having the problem finding it today. But I'm going to keep looking until I achieve that. Yeah.
You know,
so what do you think about the Valentine's Day event that we're having down south? I mean, I know you guys are going to be jamming in D.C.
Yes, we're going to jam in D.C. right at the Wheaton American Legion, and that's Saturday, February the 15th. Showtime's at 8 o'clock. The doors are going to open up at 7 o'clock. The address is 112.
Yeah. Now, Jesse, did I call you on the cell phone?
No, I am on my house line.
Okay, because we're kind of breaking up, so I was wondering.
Yeah, I think it's, are you on the cell or no?
No, I'm actually hardwired.
Okay, so am I, but I can hear that you're breaking up as well.
Yeah, well, we got some bad weather out there, so it's no telling what's going on. With that, I tell you what, I'm going to put on another song here while I continue to search for this. There it is. It looked all over it, you know. I just turned 60 years of age, so that's honest.
Oh, it's honest. No.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, Johnny Taylor and Floyd Taylor. Take me to the Mardi Gras.
Okay.
Come on, take me to the Mardi Gras, where the people sing and play, where the dancing is elite, and there's music in the streets both night and day. Hurry, take me to the Mardi Gras, in the city of my dreams. You can legalize your load, you can wear your summer clothes in New Orleans. blues, oh yeah. Well, yeah, Pop. And I believe my better now. Rest my head up on the shore. When I wear that starry crown, I won't be wanting anymore. Doomba, 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 Mardi Gras.
Jesse.
Danny, why don't you tell me a little something about you and how you got into the internet radio business?
Well, you know, it was, I've always loved music. Matter of fact, I'm sitting here looking at a bunch of albums and 45s and CDs right now. And I still use my turntables. My brother was like, man, don't nobody do that no more. But I grew up with turntables. So I have my turntables here. I have my CDs here. And, you know, when I left D.C. and got to North Carolina, they're in a whole different groove. You know, they on a whole different groove, so I had to figure out how I could adjust, you know. So I decided instead of doing live DJ shows and the type of grown and sexy music that I'm used to, the type of crowd that I'm used to, I decided to start, you know, just playing my type of music on the radio. And when I was introduced to this program, it kind of worked for me. So at that point, it didn't really fit because I couldn't DJ live, but I could have 100 people up here. So then between Blog Talk and the other program that I use, if I want to DJ live, it's more flexible for me to use the turntable, CDs, or but just trying to keep that Southern soul, just trying to keep, you know, that music alive that the record stations or the radio stations seem to have forgot that we used to live at one point. So there's no major radio stations that really play this music, especially in rotation and on a consistent base. If so, you won't hear it on the major radio stations. So I thought maybe people would enjoy being able to go back and to listen. So my first show, that Monday, I had a gentleman, Mr. Jerry King, to call me. And Jerry introduced me to a lot of artists, and we've been working back and forth and trying to bring Southern Soul back to the forefront. So here I am today, and since I've started, I've had Gene Shampoo-Poo. That's what he said. Gene Shampoo-Poo Anderson. From the Parliament Funkadelics. He was here a week before last, and, you know, we just talked about Floyd Taylor that was here. We've had Marshall Jones from the Ohio Players. Last week we had the Fabulous Jewels. And then we've had Joe Tech's son. We've had Frank Lucas, the Singing Ding-a-Ling Man. Ernie Fields has been here. Joe Phillips from the Winstons have been here, and it's just going on and on. So it just seems that I open a door, and I'm hoping that I can continue to have more artists on the radio station. And then we decided to develop the website, the Entertainers Playground, and there, when an artist comes on the show, if they have independent material that they like to sell from the website, they can do so. We have a slideshow for each of the artists that's been here. And we also book some of the artists. That's Ernie Fields and Stanley Burt. They came through this system. Not saying that they are not being booked, but by being here, my obligation is to the artist first. So you patronize me, I patronize you.
Okay.
And then we, you know, we just got to this point, you know.
Okay, that's a good thing, and especially about keeping the Southern Soul music alive. There's a lot of Southern Soul artists out here who have some great CDs out, and no one even really know about them. Because the music is not being played.
Right, and that's one of the things that, you know, is being discussed now is how can we keep this thing going and keep it alive. And the audience that loves Southern Soul, I mean, they just listen to the music, but they don't know that if they want to keep this music alive, then they need to purchase those CDs.
They have to buy them, yes.
Yeah, they need to purchase those CDs. They need to attend these functions. And hopefully the good Lord will bless me and give me the ability and the opportunity to keep this moving. Like right now, I'm thinking of the two-day Southern Soul Festival that I want to do in my hometown.
That'll be a great festival. Yes, a lot
of
people will enjoy that.
Right. Yeah. And see, one of the things that is different about this radio station or about the items that you purchase from the website, be it a handbag or be it a CD or even at the show, is that we're putting money back into the community. So that's one of my pet peeves. Is that for every dime that I make, part of that dime goes back into the community. So I've been working with various different organizations here in North Carolina, negotiating with them, and there's one particular one in mind, and I haven't finalized it yet. Hopefully when I meet with them on the 30th, they will give me the permission to move forward, and if we can come to an agreement this June, I like to attempt to raise $100,000 to go into that nonprofit organization's pocket to assist in the training of youth individuals that's been incarcerated and can't get a job,
okay. And
people that have lost their jobs or just want to upgrade themselves.
Right.
So we're hoping to furnish training. And I believe I sent you the Carolina Solution Group flyer.
I haven't had the opportunity to see that flyer yet.
Okay.
I have to check. You sent it to me in my email. Then I have to double-check my email to make sure that I got it.
It may be a little difficult to see right now because I had to shut that website down. It's not making me any money right now, and the budget won't take it. But in that website, I have five trades that we are attempting to train people in. The first one is structured cabling, and that's what I'm specialized in, and I'm certified through Fiber Optic Association and working on being an affiliate. So I can train individuals on fiber optic and all of your various different computer network data, phone systems, and the wiring. My partner, which is from Chicago, Mr. Kendall Tarr, 25-year electrician, and he's working on a program that we would train individuals on commercial and residential electrical wiring. And right now I'm looking for an instructor for carpet and flooring, wood flooring, heating and air condition, and drywall. So those are five trades that if I can continue with these shows, if we continue, funds will go back in to develop these programs to give individuals monies, materials, and the things that they need in order to get this training. Now, I'm not just taking all the training for myself. I mean, these are programs that I put together. But then with the organization that I'm working with, they have some programs that they've developed. And they are also being funded by the federal government. So we're hoping that collectively we can kind of change the atmosphere in our community.
All right. That's great. That is great.
Yeah. So we're going to go into another selection here, and I hope that individuals, you know, that is listening, they can hear me. Don't be scared. Don't look behind the scene. Look behind the scene. Why incarcerate? Educate. And I did my show last week, and I gave you some figures on exactly how many of us blacks, especially our youngs, that's being killed every day, one dead, two incarcerated. Keep that in mind. Daniel Clark Network Radio, along with my hostess.
Thank you.
that grown and sexy or what?
All the way grown and sexy.
Now tell me, Chicago, what was it like in Chicago? Because, you know, Kendall and I, we always have this disagreement, you know, because here in the Washington, D.C. area, you know, if you go to VFW tonight, you got about 400 people in there hand dancing, and they're hand dancing to music like that. But I think you guys in Chicago, you all call it step.
Yes, we call it step.
Uh-huh, stepping, yeah. So yeah. What's the difference?
Well, I've seen some of the hand dance here. The difference is when we call it step, our movements are more with the feet. We're moving our feet more, okay? And our hands might stretch out and move them just a little bit when we're making our turns and the different stuff like that. But you're mainly dancing with your feet. And when here with the hand dance, you're focusing with the hand. It doesn't matter which way you're moving your feet. You know, it's the upper body that's moving. And with stepping, it's the lower body moving. More hip action, more with the feet, and you're more in time with what you're doing and with the music. But when you're hand dancing, it's a beautiful thing. I like it. When I first saw it, I was like, what are they doing? It's similar. No, seriously. It's similar to stepping, but they're more focusing up top. When I'm watching the feet, and I'm like, okay, that's not matching what they're doing. And then when I look up and I see the hands, I was like, oh, now I understand why they call it hand dancing.
Well, then what about a Southern Soul guy? Because we got kind of get caught in the middle of it.
Well, with the Southern Soul, our music is really dance music. You can do anything mm-hmm. off of it. You can shake, rattle,
yeah,
and roll.
Because, see, whenever I go to BFW, I may get one dance.
Okay.
And when I add that Southern Soul into it, you know, it is not stepping, or is it what they consider hand dancing, so I don't get any more dances that night.
Right, but they you say don't get any more.
I don't get any more dances that night. I mean, it's over for me. If I don't take a partner with me, and then if we haven't known each other for that long, I mean, she may not, you know.
You got to learn how to hand dance. You got to learn how to hand dance.
Yeah, there is a difference, you know. Now, one of my friends that's from Carolinas, I mean, and we used to do what's the name of the place over there? Well, CJ's used to be one of the places that is no longer there. And these guys, I mean, they would be hand dancing with two or three women at the same time. I always thought that was fascinating. But, yeah, I mean – we always have that conversation because, you know, Kendall was saying that hand dancing originated out of Chicago.
Okay. Well, I can't really speak too much on that because maybe I'm not old enough.
Mm-hmm.
But,
okay.
when we're stepping, we do move the hands, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it depends on I think back in the older days, it wasn't called stepping. It might have been called walking.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a walk that they would do, you
mm-hmm.
know. And they would, and with the walk, they would be moving their hands, you know. So maybe that's what he was talking about, where it originated from.
Mm. Yeah, well,
we're gonna have to, call him, and he's going to have to straighten me out on that. Like,
yeah.
Maybe I don't know my history of stepping.
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I, when I was younger, I went to a club, and it was just two older, a lady and a man, and they were on the floor, and they walked that whole floor, and they were moving their hands, and then they stepped for a while, and they walked backwards and forward. And what I mean by that, they were stepping side by side, mm-hmm. but they were walking up, and they were moving their hands. And so I asked the question. I said, what are they doing? And they said it's called walking, and it was before they start stepping, You're seven, you stay right in that one spot, and you do your toss and turn, and you twist, and, you know, whatever it is you do with your feet, and you turn your partner, and you move your hands. But this, they walk that whole room. It's a square dance floor, and they walked it, like, along the sides, stepping side by side with each other.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to bring some of those old dances back, have some of those old dance contests, you know, I mean, where people can come on out and do that thing so that the younger crowd can see some of the dances that we used to do, I mean, during that time. You know, it was a lot of love in those dances. It wasn't all, you know, you know what I'm trying to say.
I know exactly
it wasn't all down and dirty. Yeah. Okay, we're gonna go into another tune here, you know, Daniel Clark Network Radio with my co-host, Jesse Terrell. And we're gonna check out these guys here. I'm gonna say, what about you, Marsha Jones, Ohio Players, that was here several weeks ago. And he's got a new sound coming out too. I got to give him a call so we can get that up and on the air. Ohio Players.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Ohio Players. Sugar, who's a Pisces, the sign of the water. Fish that is strong enough to make it upstream. He's our guitar. Listen. Hear a thud, almost heart-shaking pounding. That's our bass player, Mr. Marsha Jones, who's a Capricorn. And Cap's Night is a soulful way of saying it, ain't it? You know, our drummer's name is Jim Wick. He's an Aries. Strong wrist, pulsating drum beats. You can hear them coming at you now. And our saxophone player, there he is. That's me. My name is Sax, and I'm also an Aries. The fireside. We have a Leo next to me playing trumpet, who's very strong in his playing too. His name is Ralph Middlebrook. Listen to him play that horn for you. We'd like to team up and do it now. Statue of a man. His name is Marvin Pierce, and he's a Cancer. He plays trumpet and trombone. Then there's Mr. Bruce Napier, who's an Aries, playing trumpet and French horn. Now we've met the Ohio Players. Now we'd like for you to listen to them as we join in together to try to serenade you. Listen to the rapping. We don't know how to tell you what our music is about, because we seem to feel different things each time we try to record. We want you to understand the fact that we play rock, bop, soul, blues. You know, music is a thing that we all need, and we hope you need the Ohio Players enough to listen to their very many styles. We have something on this album we hope will please each and every one of you. For openers, we love all of you.
Now, did you check that out? You know, I've been in love with Ohio Players for such a long time, and, you know, when we made arrangements to have Mr. Marshall Jones on the show, I went back and did some research, and that particular song, I really never heard, but I fell in love with it.
That's a great song. Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah, it is, and I'm somewhat, you know, I've got to make sure that I make that phone call and get his new track, so we can get that up and rolling. Yeah. So how are you feeling up there in Washington D.C.? They this guy said, "Who took the chocolate out of which mayor took the chocolate out of D.C.?"
You tell me.
Yeah, that's my boy. That's my boy Breeze. What's going on with you, Breeze? Yeah, used to be Breeze's Metro. You know, I used to hang out with Breeze, and he had this calendar. Who took the chocolate? Which mayor took the chocolate out of D.C.?
Okay.
Yeah. So, D.C. have changed. I mean, it truly have changed. I mean, I was there from 1978 and to just recently, and the city have changed. So I can understand what Breeze is saying, you know, but what can we say? What can we say? You know, don't talk about it, be about it, do something about it, you know. It goes in cycles, and it always happens. So at some point, we got to get there and stay.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to go into another great group here. And, you know, next week, you're going to be at the Wheels of Steel.
loving, baby. See, your love, your love. Well, your love is so important.
Yeah, Herb Evan and the Blue Notes. And that's one group that I'm working on right now. I've got to finalize that deal and see if I can get some of the members of that group on the radio station. So, what's going on there, Ms. Jessie Terrell?
I'm sitting here. I'm enjoying your show. I'm enjoying hosting with you. And I just got some news that the Cowboys had not played yet. They're getting ready to play in like 2 minutes. Are they on now? And that they have not won yet.
Oh, you got to be kidding.
So it's Sunday night football.
So, okay, yeah. So I can show a little bit of love then. You know,
yeah,
for a minute.
You show a little bit love. You show a little bit love.
So,
yeah, they're getting ready to go for the showdown now.
And
we got a lot of injuries. So.
Philly going to whoop that butt. You know, if the Redskins didn't get them, Philly going to bring them down.
Well, you know, we got to see. You know, it's all in the hands of God right now.
Yeah.
And I'm still for my Cowboys.
Yeah, okay, cool. You know, yeah. So
sorry,
we're gonna
Redskin
go to.
Fan.
Yeah, we're gonna go to Lady D. She's one of the artists that have been on the show with us from Atlanta,
okay.
And I'm not sure. I believe that she wants to put a little sugar in her bowl.
All right now.
Grown and sexy.
I want a little sugar in my bowl. I want a little sweetness down in my soul. I could stand some loving, oh so bad. Feel so funny, I feel so sad. I want a little steam on my clothes. Maybe I can fix things up so they'll go. What's the matter, Daddy? Come on, save my soul. I want some sugar in my bowl. I need some sugar in my bowl. Different, I've been told. Sue me, I want some sugar in my bowl. I want some steam on my clothes. Maybe I can fix things up so they'll go. What's the matter, Daddy? Come on, save my soul. I need some sugar in my bowl. I ain't fooling, I want some sugar in my bowl.
Yeah. Miss Lady D, the Cougar Woman. Hey, you know anything about the Cougar Women?
I don't.
Okay. Well,
tell me about them.
We're going to have to get Miss Lady D on the phone and so she can explain about them cougar women. I'm told that it's some type of, you know, gathering for, well, I don't want to be wrong, so I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah, we got to get her so she can, you know, give me the
we got to get her so she can do it the right way.
That's
you
right.
I don't want to say anything that's going to come back to bite me, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, but I'm told that there is an organization behind that concept, you know. Anybody out there listening, you know what the cougar women are. Hey, you got any cougar women out there, give us a call, 646-478-4995, Daniel Clark Network Radio.
And that way I know if I'm a cougar woman.
Okay now. My lips are sealed. You know.
I gotta find out what it means first.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You know. Yeah. I'm gonna form an organization called a Tagger Men.
All right now.
The Tagger Men with the Cougar Women. we're going to play one of the Fabulous Jewels was up here with us last weekend, along with Floyd Taylor. So they've got a new song out. We're going to go ahead and show them some love. It's called Someone to Love, the Fabulous Jewels.
Look at the sky. It's so pretty and ooh, so bright. Hey, Margie, look at the moon. How it brightens up the night.
Hey, Sam, the stars make everything all right.
The stars are out tonight.
Miss Margie Clark, Sandra, and I forget the other young lady's name from the Fabulous Jewels. And, you know, they are right there in D.C. with you. They was on with us last weekend, and that is their new song. So as you can see, Grown and Sexy, Southern Soul, I mean, we're still out here, or they're still out here making music, and someplace to go.
Exactly. That was a beautiful song.
Yeah, the song was
somebody
awesome.
To love.
blue lights in the basement, or red lights in on the top floor.
Yeah, just send me somebody.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, right in the pocket. Yeah.
Yeah.
Daniel Clark Network Radio, the Entertainer's Playground, right here with my co-host, Miss Jessie Terrell. And I'm strolling down here. I am looking for something special. Let me see what I can pull out of the hat here. Okay. Also, during the same time that, you know, we did a special on Roy Hamilton and his son, Roy Hamilton Jr., and Maria Hamilton was here on the show. So we was talking about the legendary Roy Hamilton, and we played some of his music, and, you know, his son is following in his footsteps. So we're going to show him a little love. He's got a song called Man Up in the Sky, Roy Hamilton Jr.
You see me going wrong, and I know that you are.
Yeah, new music, Mr. Roy Hamilton Jr. I tell you what, Miss Jessie, we're looking at Gene Poo Poo Man Anderson here from the Parliaments, and he's got some new music out too. So let me see which one of these tracks we're looking at.
We'll be right back.
Ken Anderson from the Parliament Funkadelics, the P-Funk Mob. What do you think about that?
It was a beautiful song. Oh,
oh, he was putting that down, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. Ooh, on Christmas.
Uh-huh. I started get into that big booty song, but I said, no, I'm going to save that one for another set.
Yeah, you know, you got to play it for the men, though. The men love those type of songs.
Yeah. Now, next week probably we're going to have we're going to do a little more on Frank Lucas, the Singing Ding-a-ling Man. He was on the show with us, but I've had so many problems in trying to get this stuff from one version to the other. But next week we're going to feature some of Frank Lucas' songs, and we might go back into Mr. Joe Tex too and show him a little love. But we got about 6 minutes to go, so I'm going to do a little thing here, and then we're going to come back and talk about the Valentine's Day shows and play a little bit of music from Ernie Fields and Mr. Stanley Beard.
Okay.
And take it on out. Let me see. I got to give some shout-outs. I'm trying to find my happy music here. You know, that music that makes you want to groove. Yeah, make you want to get on the dance floor. See, technology.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got to be up on it.
Got to be up on it. I'm moving slow with it, you know. Here we go. Nope, that is not it. That is not it. Now, here we go. Hey.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I wanted to tone it down just a little bit. Yeah, Daniel Clark Network Radio. Yeah, I want to welcome my co-host, Mrs. Jesse Terrell. Yeah, out there, got it going on. I got two CDs, ladies and gentlemen, coming up. And Jesse, what are the names?
Come Get This Love, and my new one is called Love Much Panic.
All right. Hey, you heard it right here, Daniel Clark Network Radio. What's up with you, Raph, down there in Atlanta? Yeah, how about you, Jerry King? Mr. Frank Lucas, the Singing Ding-a-ling Man. Yeah, what about you, Ernie Fields? Yeah, some kind of wonderful. Hey, Joe, what's going on with those Redskins, huh? Mr. Lee Bradley from the Intruders. Hey, Lady Murray, New York, Intruders manager. What about you, Mr. King, from the Intruders also? Daniel Clark Network Radio. Yeah, Joe Phillips from the Winstons. What's going on with you, Joe? Hey, we got to show you double love tonight, man, because I know we kind of crying. We're on the crying side, you know, but we'll be all right. Next year's coming. Yeah, Daniel Clark Network Radio. Grown and sexy. The Entertainer's Playground. Yeah, if you guys want to call in, you can call in 646-478-4995. Hey, if you just want to listen, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/ Daniel Clark Network Radio. Or you can just hit us up on Facebook, you know, click on Blog Talk Radio, and there you go. Yeah, we got about 3 minutes to go, ladies and gentlemen, and we've enjoyed this set. So we're going to move it right along, and as usual, we're going to take this out with the one and only Stanley Beard. He's going to be performing February the 15th, a Four Seasons restaurant and Conference Center, Rocky Mount, North Carolina. Mr. Stanley Bird, along with Ernie Fields. All the details is there. And Jesse, you can go ahead and your Valentine's Day thing. We're going to be doing the same on the same day.
On the same day, Danny, on the same day. Yes, everybody, come on out to my Valentine's Day party, Saturday, February the 15th. Showtime is 8 o'clock. Doors open at 7. The American Legion, 11225 Farm Street, Wheaton, Maryland. And again, that's Saturday, February the 15th.
Yeah.
Come on out and join me.
February the 15th, ladies and gentlemen, she's going to be right there live. Yeah, spreading all that Southern soul joy. Yeah, we're going to be down in Carolinas. We're going to pump you up with a little jazz. Then we're going to do a little Motown review, some comedy. And then we're going to hit you with that Southern soul and lime dance from 10 into 2. DJ A-plus on the wheels of steel. And, of course, Daniel Clark Network Radio will be there live. And I can put a little sugar in your bowl. Yeah, remember
right
to get your
now,
tickets
Danny.
And get them soon. We got a minute and 30 seconds to go here. Yeah, can you feel me? Kirk
I
Willing
feel
in
you,
the
Danny.
Yeah. Let's see here. Yeah, we're going to back it up a little bit. We're going to bring Mr. Stanley Bird in here just a little bit. So, Jesse.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, so I really, really enjoyed. Now, next week, we're going to really crank this thing up, move it up to another notch. I truly enjoy having you on the show, and I'm thankful that you made the decision to be my co-host.
And I am thankful that and honored that you asked me. Thank you so very much.
Yes, indeedy. So 24 seconds to go in the background, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Stanley Bird, and he will be with us along with Ernie Field and Cockroach February the 15th, Rocky Mount, North Carolina. Only 250. Again, only 250 seats available. Get yours now. Don't wait too late. There will not be any sold at the door. You've been listening to Daniel Clark Network Radio, and our time is over. Hello, you still there?
Yes, I'm still here. Oh, great
okay.
Show. I enjoyed it. Oh, I'm so happy.
Yeah, the music, we're off the air.
Yes.
Stanley Bird in the background, ladies and gentlemen. We're out of here. I'll call you back in a few minutes. Later.